Hello and welcome to everyone listening to the Written in Melanin podcast, the place where you come to get your weekly dose of melanated creativity. I'm your host, CM Lockhart, an author of fantasy books featuring black girls who aren't all that nice and the owner of the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by black authors. And in this space, I share with you everything I've learned on my journey as a black and indie author. I'm glad you're here. So welcome to episode number 35, you guys, and I mean the actual episode number 35, not episode number 34 like I messed up last time. But for this episode, I wanted to share with you guys some of my tips for self-publishing your books since I am in the midst of my own publishing journey for book two of my Wrath of the Gods series. These are going to be my less than common tips. So the things that can help, but that I feel like no one ever really talks about. So let's go ahead and get into this conversation. Before that though, I want to let you guys know that the sponsor book for this podcast episode is Welcome to the Sick Mind of a Sane Person by Terry Lee Watson. This book is an anthology of poems, short stories, and critical essays that reveal why we're still coping with an oppressive structure in America. In this book, Terry Lee Watson considers what it means to be Black in America, what must be done to effect meaningful change, and whether we should be hopeful about the future. To read the full description of this book, head to melaninlibrary.com. And if you're an author who would like to see your book advertised with us, then please visit our services page on the website. All right, you guys, so let's get into a couple of these publishing tips that I have for you guys. And before I get into this, let me go ahead and say that if you are on this channel, if you're listening to this podcast episode, then what you need to know about me is that I am Black. I'm a Black indie author, and I love being a Black indie author. So these tips are for people who fall into that same category. And the reason I preface this conversation by saying that is because there is going to be a lot of information on the internet about how you should go about publishing your book, especially if you are new to it and especially if you are just starting out. So I say all of this to say that I enjoy what I do, and so these tips are not necessarily the common ones that you are going to get from blogs and such, and this is from my personal lived experience. So, all that to say that I'm speaking to the people who know that they do not want to be traditionally published, that they want to indie publish their book or self-publish their book, because these are the things that you're kind of want in your back pocket. And the first piece of advice that I have for you, and this is kind of the big one, I've talked about it before, is make yourself a timeline. And what I mean by that is to sit down and pick out an ideal release date. It can be whatever it is that you think that you want to release your book by. And if you're new to this, just pick whatever date feels good to you. And if you're experienced, then you kind of know how this works and where I'm going with this. But the reason I say that you should make yourself a timeline is because when you are self-publishing your book, when you're indie publishing your book, you are having to make all of the creative decisions for your book. You are the one who has to decide what the timing is going to be for beta readers, for cover reveals, for your marketing, for your early release books, everything. So the best way that I have found to make sure that one, you don't forget anything, and two, you don't run out of time to get everything done, and three, you're not putting yourself behind an eight ball and having to rush, is to make yourself a timeline. And the way I do that is I decide on what my release date is going to be, and then I work backwards from there. So it's just like if I know that my book is coming out in August, right, then how many weeks do I need before that to give my ARC readers time to read the book and to get up a sufficient amount of promotion surrounding the book? And if I know that I need to get, you know, my ARC readers the book by no later than, let's say, June, so they have all of June, July, and August to read the book before it comes out, then it's just like, okay, well, when do I need to have my final edits done and my final files? And if I need to have my final files done by X time, then at what point do I need to be sending my files to my editor? And you kind of work backwards from there. I talked about this a little bit more in detail on my Patreon. So if you're not signed up, it's patreon.com/CM Lockhart. And I share a little bit more in detail exactly how I did this, as well as my exact timeline for book two, if you want an example of like exactly what I'm talking about. But this is the biggest thing that I feel like I wish someone had told me when I first started out on my journey. Like, make a timeline, know what it is that you need to do, list out your tasks, how long it's going to take you, how long it is going to take other people to do what they need to do. Because I think that's another part that kind of really got me when I first started out on my journey, is the fact that you don't really factor in that other people need time to do things, and they do not move as fast as you. So like, your book may be your baby, so you're like, yeah, I can get all of my edits done in a week if I push myself. Your editor that you're paying is not going to get through your 100,000 plus novel in 3 days. They're not going to do that. You have to give them time to actually work through it. And I feel like that's a pitfall that I fell into, so I'm telling you guys so that you don't fall into the same one. Tip number two is decide what you are going to outsource and what you're willing to compromise on. And I know this is kind of a weird tip, because when you're like publishing yourself, in your mind, you're probably like, Chelsea, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, I'm not going to compromise. That's the point of doing it myself. And it's just kind of like, yes, that's true. But also, there are things that you're going to have to compromise on, because unless you are an amazing editor and you can also draw and you can also do typography and you can also do marketing, you are going to have to outsource some of it yourself. Because even if you can do all of that in-house, like yourself, you still need other people to help spread the word of the book, because people sell books via word of mouth. So keep that in mind. And the reason I say that is because as you are creating this timeline, as you are going through this process publishing your book, you are going to need to decide, okay, this is something that I can trust someone else to do, or this is something that I need help with because I don't have the skills necessary to do this. And I think one of the pitfalls that I personally kind of see a lot when it comes to self-publishing is this idea that you can do the whole thing for absolutely free and you don't need to ask anyone for help along the way. And I will say this, it's the same thing that I say to my coaching clients. You absolutely can do that, but I think when people have this idea of what they want their book to look like in the finished product, it is 100% possible to get that finished product, but it is very unlikely that you're going to get that finished product that you have in your mind when you were only utilizing free resources. And I say that to say that, yes, there are definitely resources out there so that you can create a cover on Canva or another site that's similar to that. You can absolutely do that, and there's nothing wrong with it, and there's no shame in that. But I also think there is a certain level of quality that comes with getting a professional cover artist to create something that matches the specific interior and vibe of your book. And that's something that if you want that, you're gonna have to outsource it. Same thing with editors, you know, editors, proofreaders, beta readers. Beta readers can sometimes be free, but sometimes they are paid. And it's just like, if you have to outsource that, then you need to go into this journey knowing that and expecting it instead of being blindsided by it. And I am very much an advocate of, if you don't pay for anything else for your book, you should pay for three things. And that should be your cover, your editor, and your ISBN. Those three things you should always, always, always pay for. That just brings a certain level of quality. And keep in mind that when you don't outsource things, you become responsible for them. Meaning that's also taking up your brain space. Meaning that's also taking up your time. Meaning that's also you having to figure out how to do this to a level and quality that you are going to be satisfied with. And while it is not impossible, it is one of those things where it's just like, going back to point number one, if you have a timeline, you have to be real with yourself of with how much time you realistically want to spend on learning a new skill. I'm not discouraging you from doing that, but it is something that I wish I had considered a little bit more when I first published Keeping Promises. And it's something that I learned before trying to do We Are the Origin. So for We Are the Origin, I paid someone to do the cover art because I'm like, I can't draw. I am not going to spend years getting my drawing skill up to par for where I want it to be for this cover. And it was a good decision. I'm very happy with my cover, and I got to form a new connection with another author and with an artist who I am really proud to call my friend and really proud to like refer people to be like, hey, my cover artist is amazing. So her name is Rebecca Brown. If you like my cover art, she does cover art for other people as well. And she's immensely talented. And I personally prefer illustrated covers because I write black fantasy, and trying to find real pictures with black people in fantasy settings that match exactly what's in my book is almost impossible. So I am a huge fan of illustrated covers, and I really like her art style, and she has not gone wrong yet with the things that she's created for me. So slight plug for her. But to get back on point, when you're outsourcing, you also have to know what it is that you are going to be willing to compromise on. And with that, I mean primarily with the cover, because the thing is, when you bring someone else's creativity in an effort to mesh with your own, you are inevitably going to come up against some places where it's just like, this isn't exactly what I had in mind. And personally, I think going into it with an open mind is the best option, because I know for myself, when I was getting the cover for We Are the Origin, I had a very specific idea of what I wanted in my mind. And when I ended up talking to my cover artist, she was like, okay, this is what I can do. This is what you asked for. She sent me a sketch of what I asked for. But she was also like, but what if we did something like this? And she sent me a couple of other options. And I was like, yo, this is great. Like, let's continue down this path and, you know, see where it leads. And that ultimately led to the final version of the cover, which I absolutely love. And I can say now that I am in the middle of getting the cover for book two, that it is also kind of the same kind of energy where it's like, this is what I asked for. And she was like, okay, well, what about if we go in this direction? And I think there is a certain level of unexpected awesomeness that comes when you open yourself up to other people, because it's not necessarily a compromise, but I say that you're willing to compromise on, because sometimes what you have in your head is not necessarily the best option for what it is that you're trying to create. So when it comes to outsourcing, if you are determined to do it yourself, then I would also say know what kind of quality you can expect. So I would say have realistic expectations for yourself if you're not going to outsource things, and still know what you're going to be willing to compromise on, because I promise you, if you're doing everything yourself, you're going to run up to a moment where it's going to be like, hey, this book is supposed to come out in like 48 hours. I need to get these files uploaded and I am tired. And you're just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to try to do the fancy hanging indent on this formatting, and we're going to have regular indenting and it's going to be fine. So know what it is that you want, but also know what it is that you're willing to compromise. And that will also help you focus in on what's most important and what's worth spending your time on and what is worth trusting other people with. Which kind of leads me into my third point for this podcast episode, which is do your research. Research, 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 research everything. Because when you decide to be an indie author, you are starting a business. And again, this is something that I wish someone had explained to me when I was still a baby author and I had no idea what I was doing. You need a brand. You need an author presence online, and you have to think of yourself as a business. And when you start thinking about yourself as a business, you start thinking about, you know, is this a business expense worth making? And do I want to present myself this way online to my peers and my colleagues and other professionals in this industry? Because when you start thinking of yourself as a professional, and you start thinking about other authors as professionals, you carry yourself a different way on the internet. At least I do. And when you do your research and you know what it is, and you can walk and talk with confidence, and you're like, you can move knowing that you have done the best thing for your book and for yourself, you don't get caught up in the what ifs. And there is this pitfall that my friend Amanda talks about on her channel. So shout out to her, Amanda the author on YouTube. She talks about this a lot. And it's about getting caught up in other people's author journeys. And when you are on your own, it's very easy to look to the left or to the right and see what other people are doing and the accolades that they are getting and the success that they're having, and to be like, well, why am I not having that? You know? And one of the things that I feel like can help you avoid that is if you do research and you know what they're doing and if it would work for you. Because some people are going to put their book in Kindle Unlimited and that is what's going to be best for them. But you have to do your research and you have to understand what that means and not just necessarily jump headfirst into what someone else says worked for them, because that may not work for you. A prime example of this is if you're a Black author on Kindle Unlimited, 9 times out of 10, that book is going to be a romance. That's not a bad thing, but statistically speaking, 9 times out of 10, Black authors in Kindle Unlimited, you're going to find a romance book. That's fine. But you know what that makes it hard to, if you write horrors or thrillers? If you put your book in Kindle Unlimited, it's not a bad thing, but you have to also be mindful that the target audience of people who use Kindle Unlimited to find Black authors, 9 times out of 10, they are looking for a romance. So when you're making decisions, it's important to be armed with knowledge about what is going to be best for you and your journey. And this is something that is easily Googleable. You can just look it up and be like, hey, this person is having a lot of success on Kindle Unlimited. Well, if they're writing a Why Choose romance and they have 10 books out, also keep that in mind, because someone who has a backlog is also going to perform very differently from someone who's releasing their debut novel. And understanding the difference between those things is what's going to help you be confident in your own decisions. And when you do the research ahead of time and you know that, hey, I'm not putting my book in Kindle Unlimited, I'm just uploading it to Amazon, then you can feel confident in your journey and trust the process. And you start to deviate and fall into these traps when you can't trust the process. When you're like, okay, well, this person dropped their book and it just popped off overnight. Why didn't that happen for me? Well, one, let's be real here. Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes the right person finds the right book and they absolutely love it and they tell the right person and things just happen. Be happy for your peers and your colleagues who are having success. Trust me, like, your time will come. But when you do your research and you trust the process, then it's like you can have confidence in knowing that your time is going to come. You can be patient knowing that, hey, I am on the right track. I am doing what's best for me. And the thing is that I think some debut authors forget is the fact that, you know, you want to set this up so that you can do it again. Unless you are like on your mind to be like, no, this is the book of my heart. I just want to write this one book and move on. That's cool. No judgment. But 9 times out of 10, most authors are not a one and done type of thing. So I also say that you need to go through these steps and keep all of this in mind, because you want to be able to replicate this. You don't want to go through your debut journey and then when you're ready for your second book, feel like you're back at square one with absolutely no idea where to start or how to go about things. So that's why I say that it's really important for you to make a timeline for yourself so you know what it is that you need to do, when you need to do it, and how long you have. It's super important to know what you're going to outsource and what you're willing to compromise on, because when you're collaborating with other people, you are no doubt going to have to compromise on something, and that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes the end outcome is better than what you thought it was going to be going into it. And it's also super, super, super important to do your research. Know what it is that you want, know what it is that is going to work for you. And my little bonus tip for this is to get behind a couple of paywalls. And I know that this might be controversial advice, because obviously you might be listening to this and you're like, Chelsea, I am a brand new author. I don't have any money to spend on this. And this is for the people who do have a couple of coins to invest. You know, I know everyone's situation is different, but if you do have a couple of coins to invest into your craft, then I would suggest that you invest them. You know, get a coach or a mentor so who you can talk to, who you can ask questions, who you can be like, hey, this is what I think, this is what I found. You know, you've been through this. What should I do? This is what I'm thinking about for my book. Does this make sense? You know, having someone who has been through what you're currently going through and can guide you and help you navigate is really, really helpful, you know? And slight plug, I'm also a indie coach for indie authors. So if you want my help with your book, that is something that I do offer. So like check the link in the show notes and in the description box if you want to know more about my services. But I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to plug my own services. I'm saying it because I have been very fortunate to have been able to speak with people who had already been through the process, and they taught me so many things along the way where it's just like, yeah, being able to ask questions when you're like, is this the right move? Is this what I should do? Should I pay for this? It's just kind of like, it's really nice to be able to ask someone and they can tell you like, oh, yes, you absolutely should buy your own ISBNs, or no, you absolutely should not buy a barcode because wherever you get your book printed is going to provide that for you. You know, being able to navigate the ups and downs of publishing is really, really helpful when you have someone watching your back, you know. But moving on, it's not just coaches and mentors. You know, if you are not like a talkative person and you're like, I'm an introvert, I don't really want to talk to anyone, or like these coaching prices are expensive, that's not what I'm trying to pay for, then invest in masterclass, invest in Skillshare, invest in LinkedIn Learning, invest in Udemy, invest in, you know, YouTube videos, whatever it is, you know, watch those videos, sign up for them. And I will say this, YouTube is super helpful, but for me, I have found that the most helpful information came from Masterclass and Skillshare, because that is where people are like, hey, I'm getting paid to give you this information, so I'm going to give you everything and I'm going to give it to you straight. And there's so much information to be found there. And if you can spring for a year, there's so much knowledge and information to be gathered from those things if you can get behind a paywall. And another option is just to join the Patreons and subscriptions of a couple of other authors. You know, see what they offer in their Patreon, see what information that they're giving away, join their Q&As, join their lives, join their newsletters to see what kind of information they're talking about and what they're sharing and what they're giving away. And don't be afraid to reach out to them and be like, hey, I'm signed up for your newsletter. I saw this. How do you decide what to put in your newsletter? How did you decide to do a cover reveal? How did you find your beta readers? Don't be afraid to ask questions, because if you don't ask questions, you're never going to know. But if you can get behind those paywalls, y'all, I promise you, you're going to get some like golden nuggets of information that you wouldn't get otherwise. So slight plug one more time for my Patreon services, because I am at a point where I'm sharing a lot of the content that I know very specifically with my Patreon patrons. Yeah. So it's just something where I'm like, I have information. I feel like it would be really useful for anyone on their journey, where it's just like, I want things to be less complicated. I want them to be straightforward. I want them to be easy to understand, because I believe in putting more books in the world, and that I have always felt that publishing should not be as gatekept as it is. So I'm going to continue to share what I know, and if you guys would like more exclusive information and be able to have a Q&A with me and ask me direct questions, then for sure, check out my links in the show notes. But I'm not going to keep rambling. That is it for this episode of the Written in Melanin podcast. If you guys found this helpful and would like to speak with me one-on-one about your book, or have any questions about indie publishing in general, then check out my coaching services. I am always happy to help guide writers on their indie publishing journey, so hit me up. And if you'd like to support the podcast, then please share it with someone you think may enjoy it. Grab a copy of my book, We Are the Origin, from my website, cmlockhart.com, or request my book at your local library. And that, by the way, is absolutely free. Just a reminder. But yeah, there are links in the show notes for everything. And as always, you guys, I appreciate you for listening. So until next time, I hope all your days are lovely and your books are full of melanin. Bye, you guys.